Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, 5 o'clock. It is a Lions Monday. We're going to get to the phones. I just want to reset it for everybody who's in the car on the way home from work. Look, man, I still don't have a great understanding why they lost that game yesterday. But if we're playing the blame game, I can't blame the defense. I mean, you held the Bucs to essentially 200 yards. You held them to 20 points. They didn't do bupkis. And you doubled them up in everything. Double rushing yards, double 2.5 times the passing yards, double the first downs. I mean, you did it all. If I'm placing blame, I will tell you, and you guys know I'm a stickler for head coaches hurting their team. I hate it, Rico. End of the first half. It can't happen.
Yeah.
Well, Goff shouldn't have thrown. Guys, he was at the line ready to spike the ball. They were fine until he looked around, and it was the Abbott and Costello routine of what the hell's everybody doing out here? 10-second runoff, half over, cost 3 points,
yep.
Which means you couldn't kick a field goal in the red zone late in the game to just win the game.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have called in today blaming Ben Johnson. What we have offered is, if you want to blame Ben Johnson, may we offer you an appetizer. You have to blame Jared Goff. Because two of Jared Goff's worst 6 performances as Lions quarterback, week 1 and 2 this year, according to Pro Football Focus. Oh, Ben Johnson call bad play, but guy who has football takes no blame? 19 targets for Amon-Ra St. Brown. 10 for 109, 11 targets for Jamo. There's no efficiency to this.
No, because the targets, Mike, almost look like it's a makeup for the week before. Like, okay, I'm going to make sure I get Jamo involved because last year I really didn't. So week 1, it's the Jamo show. Wait, I forgot about St. Brown. All right, I'm going to throw to you, Amon. It's all yours. 19 times I'm going to attempt to throw the ball to you. I forgot about LaPorta, which tells me LaPorta is going to be the man in Arizona.
So who's most to blame for an inexplicable loss, and really one that I do think is going, we are going to want this game back. This is going to haunt us in December if this season goes the way we think it's going to go. Remember, San Francisco lost yesterday. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys got bombed at home. You should be 2-0. You cannot produce a box score like you produced and lose that game 20-16, not 38-34
at home. That's what makes it even worse, because you got the crowd behind you. You have all of this stuff. You move the ball, but once again, you got to the red zone and you fizzled out. This team was one of the best teams in the red zone last year, and there now they're at the bottom 5.
The other problem, and then I promise we'll get to the people, 248-539-9797. The other problem is I've only seen this offensive line look great for 1 drive in 9 quarters. Oh, overtime against the Rams.
Yeah.
They are simply not imposing their will on a play-in-play-out basis. And I blame the interior third more than the tackles. So it's all there for you guys. We can get to the people. Let's go to Barry. He's been patient. Bear, you're kicking off the 5 o'clock. What's going on, buddy?
Michael, Rico, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Bear.
To me, you got to put it on Goff. Had a bad game. You know, it's not the season. The 1-for-7 in the red zone is the one that sticks out for me. I mean, you can't do that. Even if you throw in, like you said, Mike, with the first half debacle, you know, questionable things. It's either, I think they were open. Goff was not on yesterday. So you could say it was an extension of not playing in the preseason. And here, this is preseason game 2 or 3 or whatever when they play. I think that's kind of how it played out offensively. Defensively, like you said, man, if the defense was going to play like that all year long, we're right where we need to be. I mean, it sucks to lose, but I'm not really that worried, but if you got to put blame, I would put it on Goff just having a bad day.
Well, and it's been 2 bad days. Let's be fair. I think that's the bigger concern here is first 2 weeks of the season, he's played 2 of his worst games as Lions quarterback. Barry, you want to blame Ben Johnson? I think we got to blame Goff. He's the guy executing the game plan as well. I agree with you in this regard. You want to talk about Ben Johnson. Why are we throwing the ball 56 times in a 20-16 game? That doesn't add up to me.
Yeah. Can we deviate from the game plan and just maybe try to do something differently?
Rico, you kind of called it out on Friday when you said that the Bucs were coming in wounded. Mike was all confident. And you said it's different when you have a week to game plan for everything. But even with all of the game plan and everything else, the Lions had a bad day, and they were still in it to win at the end. I mean, again, it sucks to lose, but you got to put blame on Goff, and that's where it lies.
Well, look, we're going to learn a lot about this team this weekend, Barry. You want to be a Super Bowl team? That's fine. You can't lose back-to-back games. You want to be a Super Bowl team and you know your operation's not running tight the first 2 weeks? I need you to go on the road on a business trip and body bag what is no more than a 500 team in Arizona.
Yeah, because here's what happens while you're trying to keep pace with the Niners and the Cowboys. You lose this week and the Vikings win. You're looking at the wrong direction. God.
I don't take me to a world where Sam Darnold is a playoff quarterback, please. Please don't do this.
All right.
Let's go to Tim 97.1. Tim, what's going on, buddy?
Boy, I just listened to you for the last 50 minutes. You said it so many times. First two games of each year, last year, this year. Awful. Awful. Why? I think playing the preseason. You got to get better in the preseason to start the season. You can't. He gets paid, and then all of a sudden he just wants to come out of the chute like, hey, he's going to just win. We're going to win. We're down. We're going to score. They had the ball four times in the fourth quarter and came up, as you said, goose egg.
No, and part of the reason it was a goose egg is because what your coach did before the half. Remember.
Uncalled for.
Yeah.
Uncalled for.
If we were sitting here.
Stop doing commercials and look in the mirror and figure out what you're going to do.
Because Tim, I think the big thing is.
Ben and Dan have to get back to basics. There's so many. He tries to do tricky plays, this, that, and the other. Come on. Pound it down their throat until they stop you. Do what you think you say you have, grit. Just do it.
Well, the problem is, hold on.
You're not.
Here's the issue. I want to break down each thing you said here, Tim. Hold on. First of all, okay, just pound them. You know, David Montgomery didn't average, what do you have, 11 carries, 34 yards?
Yeah,
spitballing.
Something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
Not good enough. Now, Jahmyr Gibbs pops an explosive, but that's not until late in the fourth quarter. 24 yards on fourth and one. Nice play design. The O-line has to play better. Well, Goff throwing the ball this amount of times, well, how many are off play action? I don't know why we're in the shotgun here like we're Texas Tech.
You want to know why? Because I think that because you can't run the ball, especially against the Bucs, your play action doesn't work. So
but the problem
know.
Is they did. Here's the issue. Rico, at the end of the day, they still had the better part of 150 yards rushing. It's just uneven.
Right.
Now, the other problem, look, what Tim
but as
said,
you said
is,
take away the 24-yard run, and Gibbs had 60 yards to 35 yards, so you were still under 100 yards for your two backs.
And how many carries?
23 carries. If you take away that one carry.
It's good. It's not great. To where Tim wants to go, well, hell, just pound him. We can't. The other thing that Tim said I do agree with, and I'm willing to be patient to a point, is none of these guys played in the preseason. September can be your roughest month, but it doesn't mean you can tank games. Yesterday, there's no scenario with a box score, team A, team B.
I know where you're going with this.
There's no scenario team A can lose that game with the way that box score looks.
No.
It's insane. And you factor in the coaching malpractice before the end of the first half.
You're not kidding, man. Your quarterback doubled their quarterback. Your running game doubled their running game.
How many first downs?
Jeez. I don't know.
You want some help? It's like 26-12.
Yeah.
It can't happen. And look, if you're not pressing for a touchdown late, I don't think Goff ends up with the desperation interception. That is the compounding factor of Dan Campbell's malpractice for the end of the first half.
Let me help you out with this. Third down conversions. One team, 7 for 17.
Two for 12.
2 for 10. Fourth down conversions. One team was 3 for 5.
You can't blame Aaron Glenn. you know, I'm not mad. The guy can do a commercial. Sorry. There's no corollary there. Come on. The guy needs to move some spicy nugs. Relax.
But here's what it hurts you. Red zone efficiency. One team was 1 for 2. The other was 1 for 7.
Yeah, I'm aware. So thanks for that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll get to the people in a second. David, ticket text, first time in the 5 o'clock. The blame game. What do you got?
Somebody says Super Bowl train. Lions are already coming off that track. Let's hope they settle this down or we will be pinning hope and dreams on the wings this year.
Yeah, I'm going to take a beat. Relax. Let's see what this weekend looks like. You know September was going to be rough when you didn't play any starters. It has to get better, and my coach can't cost me games.
I blame MCDC. You literally said we have to run the ball more to win this game when compared to the playoff win. Take the reins from Ben or emphasize that you must call more running plays.
I also don't like the mindset. And look, you guys will laugh and be like, well, now you're just nitpicking. No, this is just me. I don't like a fade route from the 1 yard line, whether it works or not. I don't like a step back three contested early in the shot clock, whether it goes in. The mindset in this type of game where I'm faking a punt from my own 20 on 4th and 12 or whatever it was. Hey, it worked. Whee! I'm just not aligned with where that was. I mean, I know you scouted it all week. You thought you were going to get a look. You thought you could pull it off.
And they did.
They did. It doesn't mean I like that call because if I'm a Super Bowl team, I don't need to do garbage like that.
A lot of things that are done are based on analytics. I'd love to know what analytic said that was the right play to do. Ask
Kenny,
Madden didn't come up with that.
I don't think any analytics. No, I think that was just Campbell saying.
That's self-scouting, though. Yeah. They looked at it all week, Kenny. They saw Tampa's coverage on film. They go, if we do X, they will do right. Y. This will work.
If this guy starts backpedaling, this play will work.
But it doesn't. I don't like. Look, I hate agreeing with Rico on this, but there does come a time where Super Bowl teams, they don't need to go for it on fourth down all the time because they don't get to fourth down. They don't need to fake punts. They do take some points. I want this team to get to that level. And it's early. Dude, we have how many weeks left? What do we have? 16 weeks left? But they have to tighten this thing up because the first 2 weeks, it's not up to snuff. Could be worse. Could be the Ravens. So let's just breathe. Let's go to Craig, 97.1. Craig, what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, who's to blame for that game? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You beat them twice last year. You knocked them out of the playoffs. They're ticked off all week long. They're hearing about you're the Super Bowl heroes. And they came out and they balled. They played great. You got inside the 20. They stiffened up like wood in a whorehouse.
Whoa!
They were not going to let you take this one from them. And you know what? Baker Mayfield, you finally wrestled the pig down to the ground. You got the lead. You overcame the Campbell error. And what'd they do? They went right down the field and scored. Mayfield looked like Caleb Williams on USC.
Yeah, all right, but hold on. Now, Craig, factually, is 20-16. Baker Mayfield really didn't do a whole lot. A couple of gritty scrambles. No. And I love Baker. I'm not a Baker hater like David and the rest of the show. Didn't.
He refused to lose, Mike. He refused to lose. And he threw that ball up in the stands, and they had just a little bit more than the Lions yesterday.
Yeah, and again, I mean, look, the problem is when you line it up, Craig, and you look at that box score, Team A should never lose to Team B. You're right about the red zone. Campbell's screw-up, I think, irreparably affected this game. Now, again, if this game ended up 37-34, you're less likely to talk about it. When it's 20-16 and you had that ball with the ability to kick two field goals late and you couldn't,
yeah,
it's a problem. I still go back to Campbell's. You cannot, in this league, look yesterday. I'll give you a great example. Jets, Titans. The margins in this league are razor thin. All people talk about today is Aaron Rodgers leads fourth quarter touchdown drive 24-17. First things first, the Titans have first and goal. Will Levis did it again with one of these zany Kenny 18 beers deep turnovers. Then they come down the field, last possession, first and goal from the 8. If Levis doesn't have this brain fart turnover in the red zone, how different is that game when they come back down the field? Those are the margins.
Yeah.
And the anatomy of these games, man, you can't have zaniness.
I mean, look at the potential playoff game of the Chiefs and the Bengals. And it looked like the refs bailed the Chiefs out. It was 4th-and-16, incomplete pass, Bengals win. Whee! Wait a minute. Flag on the play.
I hated that.
They kicked the field goal and win by one.
If I have to hear another person go, well, it was the right call. Here's the deal. It was 4th-and-16, and it was a bailout. And I don't want to hear it. And you I'm tired of the Chiefs.
No, here's the thing. If you're going to start calling that call, then every Hail Mary play is pass interference.
There's no argument. I just, look, Mahomes is great enough. Reed is great enough. Please, on 4th-and-16, short of last Boy Scout and someone pulling a Beretta out of their pants, please. Go to Tom, 97.1. Tommy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Mike? Been
good.
A fan since the Bombay days.
Well, it's nice to have you back. What's going on?
Yeah. I got a comment and a question. The comment is that Lions, these first two games, have been overwhelmingly the more healthier team. And there's going to be a time in the season they're not going to be able to say that. And that's when a loss like yesterday will come back to haunt you.
I agree. You can't overlook it.
The question I got, yeah, the question I have for you, Mike, you know, I'm watching TV. I don't know the progressions. I don't know who's golf looking through first, second, and third. But does the big play ability or potential for J-Mo take away from maybe the targets for LaPorta?
I'm wondering it, and I don't think you're wrong. Tommy, the
only so many pieces of that pie.
Tommy, the only thing that's changed is this wide receiver 1A that we've added, where there's clearly a pressure to unlock this other dimension of the offense, when in reality, I don't need an 80-yard touchdown. I need an 18-yard first down. Tommy, I don't think you're wrong for thinking it, because I'm thinking it too. Maybe we're both wrong. But now Rico's right. Sam LaPorta will get 14 targets this week.
It'll happen.
Right now, it looks like they're spinning a wheel. How about you just run the offense? And there's going to be certain games. Like, look, yesterday, it was clear you didn't want to let Mike Williams hurt you. Godwin had a day. Mike Williams didn't.
Yeah.
And that's the design. That'll happen. But it's been
it's almost like they're force-feeding. Like, Amon Ra got force-fed. We're sorry you only got a couple of throws week one. We'll make it up in week two.
And the problem is the efficiency. Each game is, you can't have 11 targets, catch 5 balls. You can't have 19 targets and catch 10. It's 30 targets, you got 15 completions. It doesn't work. The other thing I don't like, and I've never liked this, I don't care if it's football 1992, I hate these swing passes. The league, these guys have gotten too big, too fast, too strong, sideline to sideline. It doesn't work anymore.
No.
And it's
only
just,
in college.
Yeah, but unless you're MSU, it hasn't worked in 30 years. The last time we threw a swing pass and it worked was Mark Renaud against Penn State in 96. Okay?
I don't know how MSU just took a stray, but sure.
Shout out Scotty Green against U of M, 1995. We just don't throw swing passes that work.
Le'Veon Bell had some.
Please. Yeah, after D'Antonio bulked him up to 300 pounds and he couldn't move his legs.
What? Bad news for the Rams. Cooper Kupp, Jonah Jackson, and John Johnson expected to miss extended time.
Fantastic. You hate to see it.
To the third quarter of the Apple Cup, because it was a defensive affair, and this was the game-winning drive for Washington State. John Mateer starts the drive off with a pass. A penalty from Washington keeps the drive going. Wayshon Parker runs for 37 yards, and then a 16-yard touchdown pass by John Mateer to Josh Meredith wins the game, yes, in the third quarter.
Wait, you didn't want to go to fourth quarter and Jet Fish is the greatest? Hey, let's run the short side speed option on fourth and goal from the two.
You'll figure it out. They suck. I'm just happy for Wazoo because no two schools have been screwed in the history of college football more than Oregon State and Wazoo. Yeah. Oregon State got pummeled by Oregon. But Wazoo, it's like, good for them. I just, Fish will get it right, but that's not a good football team, Rico.
I mean, only Kentucky's coach was even, Stoops was worse.
That was like cowardice.
You fourth and two, you ran to the short side of the field, an option
play. Correct.
See, what I enjoyed from the Washington State win.
And I'm angry because I needed that one to hit a six-leg parlay.
There was a story, and while you're right, Oregon State got destroyed by Oregon, there's a story of the Oregon State president at the end of the game watching the end of the Apple Cup, and while he's upset his team lost, he's then happy for Washington State and said, thank you, that really makes me happy.
No, and I always think about stuff like this is like Oregon State approved a massive stadium renovation, hundreds of millions of dollars, and then you find out just as it's completed, we don't have a conference to play. I mean, it's complete nonsense. Total nonsense.
But I'm sure somehow or another, Colorado was aggrieved. So,
well, they were. Dion played that role beautifully. I actually didn't have a problem with Shador not shaking hands because Nicolosi was classless during the week, and so was Horton, the wide receiver. You know what? Don't try to shake my hand. You bleeped all over us all week. I don't need to talk. Plus, Nicolosi played so bad. I'll tell you what. We don't need you out here. Go home. Go home.
See, I would have shook his hand like, thanks, because apparently you had money on us, is what I would have said.
Great. And if the cameras picked that up, you'd be out of eligibility. But thank you for that.
No, I'm saying if Shador said that.
You imagine Rico Beard ruled ineligible. Massive gambling scandal.
Right there in the middle of the field.
You're on the take.
If Aiden Childs can say it, I'm good.
I didn't bet like the what over. Aiden did.
I blame Davis Warren. Somehow yesterday, the Lions was his fault. Okay, all right. Look,
we're going to talk a little college tomorrow, clearly. Rico brought up an interesting point with U of M. We'll get to it.
This what? Is the only text I got today for this, and I saved it for the end of the show.
What?
I was so upset yesterday. Golf was awful. I said it last week. I'll say it again. Paying Golf was a waste. Let's try and trade him now to Miami and start Hooker. He is just what we need. He is the future. That's the only one I got on show. So people have been really good.
Because they know not to bring that on this show. You can bring it to the morning where Costa will delight your sensibilities with such talk about Hendon Hooker.
He was close this morning.
Oh, I know what? And here's the thing. And I don't want this to happen, but if it's next Monday and Kyler Murray runs wild, people are going to be like, how come we don't have a quarterback like that? If they got a tiny little quarterback that can do this.
Yeah, I'm 43. I'm at a point in my life, and this is a problem when you do this job. If an idiot comes up to me and says 2 + 2 = 5, I go, you're right, man. Sick, you figured it out. I'm not doing this. All right? Like, I'm not doing it. If you reveal to me you're an idiot, I will agree to whatever you say. Oh, Michigan didn't cheat. Hey, God bless, man. Awesome. I don't care. I can't do this.
No competitive advantage.
No, none. I can't. I
know.
I'm not going to engage in those conversations. Jared Goff is a very good quarterback who's not playing very good right
now. See, I was shocked that we didn't have more Hendon Hooker talk like that.
I'm happy. I'm so glad we did not. I really
now,
am.
The decision-making late in the game, you're swaying me, Mike, that, yeah, Goff, I don't know what the plays are, but you can't throw the ball for 8 yards in the middle of the field.
Not with one timeout left.
Right.
Not for 8 yards.
If you're going to throw in the middle of the field, make it count. And 25 yards down the field, timeout.
I understand the theory that you want to get yourself to about the 20 because the throws from the 20 or the 15 that are, quote, desperation shot throws to the end zone have a much higher degree of success. But, man, with one timeout left, you gotta know better than that.
Yeah, sideline. Hey, guys, hit the sideline, catch it, get out of bounds. Let's save this timeout.
And let's be honest here. I mean, that was a gift to even have that timeout. I think the Bucs should have ran that ball and forced you to call it.
Yeah.
That was stupid to me.
Hold on. We always have this conversation. I don't need your timeouts if I win the game.
True.
They were playing to win the game.
Yep.
I can't rip them for doing that.
And the play that they ran, it looked like it would have worked, but they ran it earlier in the game, and the defense adjusted.
They knew it, yeah.
And they made sure that's not going to happen again. Because as soon as he did the fake, I'm like, oh, he's going to hit a quick. Oh, it's blocked. Okay. Keep the timeout. And I just thought at that point, this is the Lions' chance. They're going to march down the field, and they're going to score. It's going to be ugly, but they'll win.
And by the way, I got to read this Sharon Moore thing. So basically, if they fire him because I don't like him, they can just pay $5 million. But then they can't fire him unless new stuff comes out about the investigation for alleged cheating. Is that how I'm reading this, Ryan?
Yeah, correct. Anything they knew already, they cannot fire him for.
Buddy, I got news for you. All right? They'll find something new. I've never heard of that in a clause.
Or
it'll just get rid of his ass because he's not good.
Dude, it's a $5 million buyout.
It's nothing.
And here's the thing. It goes down $1 million each year. So
that's all nothing. Right,
we're going to give you this year. And what date is it? The day after it goes down $1 million.
How much money does Michigan get from the Big Ten Network yearly?
Like $100 million.
Oh, okay, then. Yeah, I think we're good. I mean, like,
changes what you're saying.
Right. Like Billy Napier, it's $26 million. And meth head Florida boosters are like, hey, no problem.
Right.
Like, come on, man. I want to read it. The piece is expansive and not on Alliance Monday. I'll get to it tonight while I'm watching Monday Night Football.
But yeah, it looks as if if anything comes out right now, nothing new, he can't be fired for the sign stealing stuff.
No, but they can just fire him because they don't, like, if he like farted in a meeting, they can get rid of him for $5 million.
Yeah, you went 5-7. You didn't make a bowl game. We're going to wait because I would just wait and pay you $4 million.
Why is everything so complicated with this school? Seriously.
Why do you care so much, Sparty?
I don't care.
It shouldn't be this difficult.
No,
it really shouldn't.
I don't care. I care that I don't have a starting right guard.
Brother, a $5 million buyout tells me everything I need to know of how you feel about your coach.
Correct.
Because that might as well be a $5 buyout.
Sparty.
You know what? You
somewhere, basically, somewhere Michigan fans right now sound like Shannon Sharp, so upset.
Yeah.
They sound like Mel Gibson on the phone. Sparty.
Yeah, you might say, hey, Sharon, we're going to take you to Subway. Pick whatever sandwich you want. It's on us, and you're fired.
You want extra cheese?
Somehow that's how I imagine it went down with Tuck. All right. Pick your $5 foot long and get the F out. All right.
Can I at least get chips?
Sure. We'll talk about throw him a cookie, too. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll get to all the college football.